Well, at this point, the headline is hardly shocking, but it is now official. More than half of the babies born in the U.S. last year were not white, but they were either Latino, Black, Asian, or a member of some other supposedly minority. So, strictly speaking, the minorities are now the majority.
In the cribs, anyway.
That's absolutely. That's right. The future of the United States is no longer majority white. It's a new report from the Census Bureau that tells us a lot about how far and how fast our country is changing. So here we've got a few headlines for you that may be a little less obvious.
Let's extrapolate forward. That's a historic moment in and of itself. But the population of U.S. children aged under 18, that shrank by 250,000 in the past 10 years, which is about the same amount as those aged over 85 went up in the same period. The trend underlines the big difference in the median age of the various racial and ethnic groups in the United States. This latest data again shows how young the Latino population is and how much older white folks are. To quote one demographer speaking to our partner, the New York Times, if the U.S. depended on white births alone, we'd be dead.
In how many years, though? The number of Latinos in school grew by more than 5 million since the year 2000. And again, over that same time period, the number of school-age non-Hispanic whites fell by 3 million as well, again, emphasizing that the young people are no longer majority white. And the country obviously needs people who can work, who can fill all the jobs. So here's another data point for you. At this moment, for every person that is aged over 65, we have just under 5 people of working age. So by 2035, that number falls to below 3.
That may be the biggest headline of all, because that's the economic driver. The question of how entitlement programs will actually work, whether they're viable, depends on that ratio of how many people are above 65 versus the people of working age. Yeah, that's right.
Versus how many people are withdrawing.
When Social Security began, I think it was something on the order of 7 to 1.
It was. You are, in fact, exactly right.
So you want to hang out with all these groovy youngsters? Go south and west. That's where they're living. Utah and Texas top the table for states with the youngest population. Texas added more Hispanic babies during the 15-month period to July 2011 than any other state. Mark Fawcett from the Texas Census Research Data Center says of the Lone Star State, if you're 60 years old, this is an Anglo state. That's where you see the wealth, the income, the home ownership, the high voting patterns. Anything else, especially below 18, the school-age population looks Latino in Texas.
And a few other data points for you. The census data confirms that there is a reverse migration going on. Black Americans moving back to the South.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah. However, it shows that it's slowing. New destinations in the South, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Orlando, Florida, saw pretty sharp drop-offs in new Black population growth. That's partly due to a housing market that's keeping African Americans locked in place in traditional big cities. In other words, they own homes and they're having trouble selling them so that they can move to other places.
Well, the effect of the economic meltdown in 2008 and the consequences of unemployment that have proceeded since then, peaking in 2009, has meant that mobility, the traditional classic American hop in the car, sell your home, and move somewhere else, mobility has declined.
Well, and also in terms of the income gap, which we've talked about a lot, has been widening and widening over the past few decades, that has disproportionately affected minority populations, especially Latinos and Blacks, which means they have less disposable cash, they have less money and resources with which to move to another place.
So they're not moving, so they're staying put. And four states, really bearing that statistic in mind, and some others, four states, Hawaii, California, New Mexico, and Texas, as well as the District of Columbia, all have minority populations that exceed 50%, which tells you something about the census numbers as a way of figuring out what is the identity of the United States. I mean, in some sense, you yearn for a day when we're not necessarily breaking these groups out all the time, that there's a sense of America together, as opposed to populations that are in very, very different groups, very, very different age groups, have very, very different economic stories, very, very different sort of geographic locations. The melting pot isn't so melty these days.
Right. However, if you look at the conversations about race and about the American population, I would argue that we've in some ways gotten more polarized, that as the population has become more diverse, for whatever reason, the conversation about it has become more bitter.
Yeah, we're not melting so much.
No, we're having a tough time. There's 9 counties in 5 states that saw their minority populations across all age groups surpass 50% last year. They include Sutter and Yolo in California, Quitman in Georgia, Cumberland in New Jersey, and Colfax in New Mexico. So obviously, America is changing. The news of minority births outnumbering white births is a big signpost, a big marker on our road that America is shifting in a big way. Some of it predictable, some not so much. But we want to get your feedback on this. How do you see America changing in your own neighborhood? Do you see signs of your neighborhood maybe changing colors, maybe changing in terms of income? What's the most important change that you see happening in the country or maybe just on your street over the next 50 years?
Maybe your neighbors are getting bigger. We've been talking about the rise in obesity in the United States. That conversation is on Facebook. Angeline from Ann Arbor posted this to our Facebook page. I can only lose weight by ignoring the scale and choosing to live a healthy life. I focus on making good food choices, tuning out the shoulds and musts, and how great it feels to be healthy. It's more than a lifestyle. It is a mentality. We want to hear from you. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or follow the conversation at facebook.com/thetakeaway. And for our D.C. listeners and really people who enjoyed Chuck Brown's music from around the country, we're going to leave you a little bit with Chuck Brown, who died, we learned yesterday, at age 75. Chuck Brown there. And you know, Chuck Brown began at a time when pre-hip-hop, there were scenes in cities around the United States, the house scene in Chicago, the go-go scene in D.C. There was the whole big live scene in the Twin Cities that became Prince. So Prince came out of that.
Techno being born in Detroit, absolutely. He's one of those transformative kind of characters.
We miss you, Chuck Brown. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.